All right, welcome back to the final hour of the Chase and McJoe Show here at 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Just heard from Chase McCabe. His speech to a packed house downtown went well. That guy's amazing just to understand LinkedIn cloud. I mean, and getting the certification on cloud
storage. It's a process. It's almost like getting a master's degree almost.
Almost, yeah. Right? So because of that, Dr. Crane's in studio with Brando. Behind the glass. Brando, what's your favorite movie you were ever in as an actor, Brando? Godfather on the waterfront?
Yeah, I think The Godfather has to be up there. It's just such a long list if you go down the IMDb. So it's tough. It depends on the day.
Can you name me another movie that Marlon Brando was in that we did not mention?
Star Wars.
He was not in Star Wars. He was in the original.
He was in
the original Superman. He's Superman's father. Oh. Wasn't Superman Jor-El or Kal-El or something like that? And he was Superman's – I'm having a deja vu right now, man. It's weird. All right, he was in Superman.
See, this is why I love filling in, because I feel like I always learn something that I didn't know when I first walked in.
Well,
I walk out with more knowledge than I had.
You learn what not to do. What's Superman's dad's name? Kal-El? Jor-El? It's one of the two.
Are you naming types of – draft beers, pale ale?
It's a real, look it up, Superman's name. What's Superman's dad's name?
I know it's Clark Kent, that's Superman, but it's
that's his
dad.
Name when he landed in Smallville. But what's his...
His dad's name is...
Superman's real name is...
Well, hang on. Jonathan Kent is what it says.
No, his that's real right. dad. That's his adopted dad.
I'm looking, man. Jor-El, yeah, that's right.
That's his dad?
Jor-El. Yeah, yeah.
And then Superman is Kal-El.
Sure.
Kal-El.
It doesn't come up that way, Joe. Oh, yes, it does. I see it now. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't say you were wrong.
I'm always right. All right, so our question, again, keep the wings things coming in. We'll get to that. But last night, Auburn appeared to beat Texas A&M in a buzzer beater, and he had a three-pointer, but they waved it off. Said it was after the clock went out, and there's all this going on. And the refs just got, I mean, hail rained down upon them last night. And we were talking like, would you want to be a ref? My answer used to be no. Now that I'm getting, oh, is that your phone? No. I hear something.
I heard laughing. Did you hear laughing?
Maybe it's the voices in your head.
I don't do drugs,
maybe
though.
Terry McCormick called back again. I don't know what happened. But now, as I'm getting older and I want more confrontation, I want to be a ref.
No, you don't.
So, would you want to be a referee?
I've been a referee. I don't want to be a referee again.
What did you do?
I was like a children's soccer referee from like ages 6 through...
You were a ref at 6?
No, I wasn't. It was for that age group. I think it was ages 6 through 10.
Okay.
So, it was like 4-year age gap there. Holy cow. The parents. I mean, it's your typical soccer moms and soccer dads that come up with their hot coffee and it's super cold outside. And I'm over here with a whistle around my neck and I don't have the stripes on. I just have a regular shirt that has like whatever affiliation I was with. And they said, hey, you know, we're going to play on this field here. I had to direct the parents like, your kids are playing on field 3. They're on field 2. All that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the game started, obviously I'm the one that blows the whistle to start the game. And then if the ball goes out of bounds, I have to dictate which team gets the ball. And then I would say this team gets the ball. You'll get a few chirps here and there from the family saying, hey, that's off the green team. No, was not off the green team. It was off the yellow team. And then they go back and forth bickering with you. I'm like, look, you know those parents out there that always mm-hmm. try to start a fight and they're the ones that get thrown out of the game and not the kid? That's what I don't want to be that referee. But I was pretty close to that. And I was telling you before the show today, one of the coaches was my former high school English teacher. So how
he
that
tried to fight you too?
Didn't try to fight me, but there were some choice calls that I made that did not go in his team's favor. And that's what led to the whole point of, hey, man, what's up with that? What's up with that call? I'm like, look, I'm just calling the game. I don't get paid a lot. It's like I get paid $25 a game. All right. I did like 6 games that day. So just pick on somebody your own size.
Yeah.
I'm shorter than everybody. Pick on somebody that's 6'2".
Yeah.
About it. But great guy, though. Great guy.
Okay.
Nothing bad to say about him at all. Just.
Well, let's call him up.
No. Oh, my goodness. He's a phenomenal person.
Evidently, it doesn't sound like he is.
He is a phenomenal person.
The fact that he tried to fight a former student.
Did not try to fight a former student. It's just that when you're a parent, you want to protect your kids at all costs. I'm not a parent, but I assume you'd do the same thing, right?
I would, but if it's a wrong call, it's a wrong call.
again, that's the predicament I was put in, and it was not the wrong call.
Well, no, but if the call is right and it goes against my son or whomever,
yeah,
I'm good because I'm a mature adult.
Well, there are parents that sit there right with their other toddlers, and they don't see the same way.
So I had to referee a basketball game. I did one a couple years ago with our buddy Nick Barris, but I did one. It's a celebrity referees. It was between two organizations here, and I was calling fouls, and one of the guys got so mad. He said, I want to meet you after the game. And I'm like, I'm going to go eat and sit my fat ass in the bleachers because I'm tired. If you want to meet after that, I'll be happy to meet you. And he waited, and he waited, and he finally left. And I'm thinking, this is just – and I was like, I don't need this. But now I'm like, I want to be a part of this. I want to be the confrontation. Now, look, nobody gets everything correct. I understand all that. But the fact that it's still a problem with – and there's a Twitter feed and a Facebook page, Instagram, about referees, about parents who lose their mind on this. And you go look at that, and you're like, what in the world? Like, travel ball? You travel ball parents? I'd be swinging.
I was a part of that group. That was me. I was a travel ball kid.
You were arguing with the refs?
I wasn't, but there were parents that were a part of that, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
All right, you'll get a funny joke out of this. It's just a funny kick out of it. The one person, Landon Hobbs, you know,
yeah,
one of my best friends. We played summer ball together, and his father, Johnny, they were just sitting, you know, watching the game.
Right.
The only person that brought a newspaper and kicked his feet up against the fence, said, just play ball, and just worried about nothing. He watched, you know, when Landon was up to bat, threw the ball here and there, went back to his newspaper.
So he wasn't a ref. He was just watching.
Right. He was just one of those parents that did not really.
Okay.
He cared, but not to that nth degree.
Yeah.
Like wanting to argue with the umpire.
I just saw the thing last night. When you got 15,000 people who are mad at you because – and look, it kind of looked like he got it off before the shot. It was a hell of a shot, too.
Point two.
Yeah, and Auburn looks like they beat A&M, but they all went to the review and everything, and it just got there. I was like, I'm not – I mean, that's 15,000 people.
Is there not like a New York system, like with the NFL? They don't have that with the NCAA? Like they can go review that in New York?
I think they do. I think they could call back someplace in Charlotte or somewhere where the
– they dropped the ball on that one.
The thing is, remember the review, the ACC, they take you inside.
That's right.
And those kids were eating pizza.
Yeah.
And like hanging out on a Friday night. And I forget what game it was. A big game.
Like ACC tournament, wouldn't it?
This was football. Oh. It might have been like Georgia Tech in Georgia.
Oh, they said basketball. Okay.
This was a football game a year ago, and they take you inside. There was a big play in the game, and I don't remember what game it was, and they're eating pizza, and they realize they're on camera, and they all like, oh, we need to, you know, oh, it looks like we're involved. But was it there – what league does a discussion between – you can hear the audio between the corporate
– Is it the Big 12?
You could hear the conversation. I thought it was the ACC. You could hear the conversation between the ref and the control center, the nerve center that does that. And I'm like, man, this is really, really good. The transparency to all this was really, really
ACC.
Good. ACC.
Yep.
They do football and basketball?
It says they have a centralized control center during the instant replay review. It is groundbreaking. The ACC is using this. It began airing it in real-time audio discussions between on-field referee and in-stadium replay official. The official is in the control center during the selective games.
I'd be fired after the first review.
Yep.
I'd be like, this coach over here, I'm going to smack him or whatever and drop an F-bombs. I'd be done.
Yeah. I don't think I would last not even a game, maybe a quarter.
It'd be like, how big of a boy are you?
About 300-400.
I'm going to come down there. I'm going to come down there and talk to you?
Yeah. It was something about his showing how big his back seat was to his wife or something like that. I thought that was hilarious. He goes, I'll come down there and I'll whip you up inside down the head, something like that. He goes, how big a boy are you? I'm about 300-400.
Didn't he pass away last year?
Yeah, unfortunately he did. Yeah, he was a radio host in Kansas, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah. Roy D. Mercer?
Yeah, that was his stage name when it came to these little.
Every one of those calls, classic.
They're gold.
Every one of them.
Did you call me cute?
How big of a boy are you?
Yeah.
All right, that's great. All right, I just want to get that off my chest because I'm just thinking the referees are still – there's a shortage of them, and you know why and you see why, and you got to work hand-in-hand with that, man. You got to have to figure it out.
I mean, there's a reason why you see here in the Middle Tennessee area that you're playing games on Thursday nights, sometimes on Wednesdays. Normally, when I was in high school, JV games were played on Thursday nights. Now those games are being moved to Monday night, Tuesday night, when they can find a chain gang, which normally is the people that are on, I guess, the roster that are playing freshman ball or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. They run the chain gang, and then you find some CSSAA referees that can come to a JV game. I feel like, unfortunately, because there's such a shortage, that might go away a little bit. I don't know. That's just my hunch.
I'd be throwing the flag on unsportsmanlike all the time if some assistant coach is giving me.
You kidding me? I'm the opposite. If there's a shortage of referees, I ain't throwing a single flag out there. That clock keeps ticking, buddy.
No, man.
Everybody gets a paycheck.
I got it. And some of the, you know, you have seven refs in football. Some high schools, you only got five because of the shortage.
Well, I've also realized, too, with doing high school football this year, that some games have the full crew. Some other games don't have the full crew. Some have the line judge. Some don't have the line judge. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. A whole new world. There's never going to be an answer for that. That's perfect. All right, we'll get back to our question of the day. Oh, okay, hold on. We got a call. Holy cow. Mike from Gallatin weighing in. Mike, before the buzzer too, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Not much. Hey, so I volunteer for the last 3 years at the Gallatin Little League doing softball. And honest to God, the parents and the 10U softball think that they got the next Shohei Ohtani on their team already. There's a mom who's sitting on the third baseline on the third tier with a radar gun trying to clock her daughter's throwing pitches and is arguing balls and strikes with me from the third baseline at an angle she can't even see. It's honestly equal parts embarrassing and hilarious at the same time. It's to the point where, like, she was bugging me so much, I tossed my clicker to her, and I said, come on back. I'm getting paid the same amount. If you want to do my job, knock yourself out.
How much do you engage with parents who do that, Mike?
You know what? With that particular parent, it got to a point where, because I was literally umpiring this game by myself, because usually it's either a two-person group at most with, like, a local little league, or I'm getting paired with, like, a 15-year-old kid or something else like that. So I'm behind the plate and I'm by myself. So I've learned the best thing I can do is try to, like, joke in or rib back at them at least a little bit to try to get them to understand that, like, I'm a chill guy as long as you're not going to antagonize me.
Right.
But the radar gun strike ball lady got on my nerves so much, you had to just go to the coach and just be like, hey, I need you to get her to chill out or I'm going to kick her out.
I got a question for you. If you're solo umpiring, do you have to haul tail down the first base to make the call?
Hell no.
All right, good, because I'm not.
No, I'm not. We get paid, don't get me wrong, but, like, I will get into the best position that I possibly can, and if there's a close play at the plate, which 10U, you're not getting that. You're lucky if you get any balls caught, let alone anything else at 10-year-old base softball. But I tell them straight up, I see what I can see. I'm going to call it what it is. If you don't like it, again, come volunteer and help out your local little league.
Have you ever had to eject a parent?
Once.
And what was that?
It was we had a parent who was at a baseball game that was around my son's level. We're talking about 6U. He went to the sideline of the player and was calling one of the little kids that was rounding the base who was trying to run around the shortstop. He basically was making inappropriate, like, special jokes, if you will, as a kid. He's lucky. We tossed him out of the game for his own safety because he was lucky he didn't get jumped on the sidelines by the parents of the little kid. It's 6 years old. Come on, man.
Have you ever been followed to the parking lot?
No, me personally, no.
Okay.
No, I like to think I'm the chill ump. Some of these 15-year-olds who don't know what they're doing. They're the ones that seem to get more flack. I'm the adult in the situation.
I love it. Mike, thanks for doing that, buddy. You make a difference. Appreciate you.
Yep, 100%. Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike calling in.
Great guy. There
we go. We need more Mikes in the world.
You're right. We do need more
Except
Mikes.
We don't need a Mike to coach the Titans.
No.
We've had McCoy, Vrabel, Malarkey, Munchak.
Enough mics.
Enough mics to coach the Titans.
I mean, I'll have a Mike and Ike. Those are pretty good.
Those are good. You had a question earlier about Amy Adams Strunk.
Yeah.
What is her sales pitch to the next head coach?
Yeah, Joe. Like, say if you're Amy Adams Strunk.
Hold it to the break.
You got it, buddy.
I like that. That's a good – you had a lot of good topics today.
Hey.
We let you out of your little cocoon. You come in and you do it, make it a big difference today.
I'm going to get a grade – they don't do A, B, and C in kindergarten. It goes E for excellent. So there you go.
Do they give you a – I mean, when are we not – is it all pass and fail? I mean, come on.
Essentially. Look, if you're gluing on a puzzle piece on a piece of paper and it's backwards, they're still going to give you an E.
Really?
Yeah.
I put you in timeout. All right, we'll come back. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here. Brought to the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5 The Game.
Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5 The Game. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier alongside Big Joe Dubin and Brandon Bigsby behind the board. Yeah, talking a little bit about the Titans before the break there, Joe, and we kind of chatted about this before the show as well. If you were Amy Adams Strunk, okay, what would your sales pitch be to the next Titans head coach?
That's an absolutely perfect question. I don't – you got a good young quarterback. New stadium next year.
What's the cost of living, Joe? Where can I buy a nice house?
I think to a guy making $3 million a year, it still matters. So that's a good question. Great place for kids, school. I mean, but it's...
Where can I get a good breakfast, Joe? Tell me, please.
She doesn't know that.
Where can I buy a nice Mercedes-Benz?
Nick Saban's a little deal out by the airport.
Do you know Nick Saban? You think he'd cut me a deal?
I don't think so. I don't know what her sales pitch. It'd be like a new stadium. Like Amy Adams' sales pitch to the new coach is like, hey, we're moving to a new stadium at 27. We got all this money to spend on the cap. You got Jeffrey Simmons, who this guy on the radio wants to get rid of. I think that's your sales pitch.
But it's cold in the winter. I could go to Arizona. It'd be 65.
Arizona 70. Sucks. We all know this. Okay. Most hapless franchise ever. What's your sales pitch there, buddy?
My sales pitch, if I were Amy Adams Strunk, this is what you got to do.
All right.
One, take them out to dinner, okay, at a nice establishment. You got to really fine dine them here, all right? Take them out to a nice steakhouse.
Jimmy Kelly's?
Yeah, you can do Jimmy Kelly's. Okay. Get the little pancake, little things they give you for an appetizer. That'd be great.
Okay.
Then the following day, say, hey, you know what? You want to see a little more of Tennessee? Go on a nice little Jack Daniels tour. Do that for a day. I mean, I'll treat them like they're family because that's exactly what this is.
Okay.
If you're a Tennessee Titans head coach, you're going to be treated like family and not just your little.
This is your sales pitch?
Give me some time here.
Okay.
You take them around Tennessee. Get the true essence of what Nashville and also the greater areas of Tennessee are. And you bring them back to Nashville and say, look, you see that building right there? That is your new stadium. That is where you're going to have a Super Bowl over up into the rafters. You have two or three, maybe four, depending on how long you want to be successful here. If you only want to be successful here for a year, that's fine. But you know what? We want you here for the long haul. You know, John Harbaugh was up in Baltimore for 18 years, or 18 seasons, that is. We want you here for 20.
That's your sales pitch.
Yeah, I mean – you got to give a little more compassion to it, you know?
Are you going to give him the Rand Carthon entire staff, gives him a round of applause when he walks into the building?
We're not going to do the applause thing. We're not going to do the we hunt together, whatever that is. That's bull crap. I'm here for you. I'm not here for the team. I'm not here for this. I'm here for you so you can build this thing from the ground up.
Then I'd be like to my agent, get me out of here. This lady is weird.
I mean, that's what they all say, right?
I want to know. You got a good young quarterback. You got a lot of money to spend, and you got a brand new stadium. What more do you need? And we're going to pay you well. Well, do I have control? Well, I mean, that's
up to Mike.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens there. All right, to the phones, Clay. 615-737-1025. Clay, let's talk about the Titans. Clay, what's happening, man?
Big Joe.
Oh, no. What's up, man?
Dr. Crane, I think you and I need to take Big Joe to task a little bit. Big Joe, I wish you a Merry Christmas with no response.
I sent you back one. I called you. And you said, I'm in the middle of a drive right now. I can't talk. I'm like, well, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Hey, do you guys think I keep hearing Jeff Nagy, you know, is going to be the – new coach?
Matt Nagy?
Matt Nagy. I'm sorry. Do y'all think that's ultimately who it's going to be?
100%. Because of his relationship with Mac Borgonzi.
Feels like it.
Well, sounds like Amy hopefully is going to stay the heck out of the way maybe a little bit. What do you think?
What's that thing? Does a leopard change its spots or something, and stripes or whatever? No, I don't think she can.
What zoo you going to?
The zoo you?
Joe, you're my hero.
Vincent Price? Well, say hello to Dr. Crane over here.
Dr. Crane's my boy now.
How we doing, Clay? Good to hear from you, buddy. Yeah, I'm on the same camp with that, man. I think it'll be either Matt Nagy or a high contending candidate.
What do you think? What do you guys think is going to happen with John Harbaugh now that he's unemployed?
I think he takes a year off, does a little TV, relaxes. Unless the Raiders can make him an offer, you got the number one pick in the draft. You get to work with Tom Brady. That's enticing.
Where's my donuts, Big Joe?
Are you listening on like a satellite delay? What's going on over there?
No.
Why haven't you brought?
You know, you lost.
Why haven't you brought donuts? No, I did
lose
a bet. All right. I did, but you promise us donuts once a month. We haven't seen you in 5 months.
I think the weekend before Thanksgiving.
You come down the Omni and you're on your speakerphone the whole time. Wow, we gotta shush you down. You coming down tomorrow?
Will you be at the Omni tomorrow?
We will. 12 to 3 at Barlines.
I will be there. I will be there. Chase will probably call security.
As he should. Well, you got any drives today?
No, sir.
Okay.
Just hanging out.
Love it, man. Wait. Are you back on campus at Vanderbilt? What's the resolution here?
We're working towards that.
That means no.
That means I think I'm going to be in by football season.
What about tonight? There's a big game on campus tonight.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. For those that know, Clay's on the phone. He's been banned from all Vanderbilt activities because he flipped off a basketball player on the court 8 years ago. Can you not, like, wear a wig and show up and, like, paint your nails and go over there and be somebody else? They wouldn't know.
I'm trying to stay in Canvas. Good graces there, Big Joe.
They won't know. If you could put on a wig like Mrs. Roper, nobody would know that's you.
I will be at Sam's, maybe having an adult beverage.
All right. We miss you, buddy.
See you, boy.
Thanks, Clay. How about that? Hey, there is a big game tonight.
Hey, how about that?
There is a big game tonight. Vandy takes on Alabama. It's a 13-11 matchup. It's exactly what everybody wants.
Is Vandy still undefeated?
Both are, women's and men's.
It's pretty good. That's a good little Vanderbilt basketball team.
Yeah. If anybody knows out there, I've been curious the last couple weeks. When's the last time Vandy's men's and women's team have both been undefeated going into conference play?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't they both win a conference game already?
I know, but I'm just saying before conference play.
I have no. I like basketball. Not until March.
It's fair.
Right. I mean, the tournament is so good. But I think Vanderbilt, I know they're good, and Mark Byington's a hell of a coach. I love Memorial Gym might be my favorite college basketball gym in the world.
Memorial Magic.
Because the benches piss everybody off. And it should go back, right? No. I mean, that's what makes it unique, right?
Yeah, and I love how the student section is level with the playing grounds,
yeah,
which is awesome. So you're just slapping the floor like it's your table.
I like it. And I'm glad the game is at 8 and not 6. I'm so tired of these 6 o'clock games. For TV purpose, I don't like it. I got kids. I got to get them ready, homework, and we get over there. Traffic's a mess. Much easier at 7 or 8.
Yeah. When I was a kid, one of my buddies, his dad had season tickets to Vandy basketball, and there was a 6 o'clock game. I remember he picked us up in the pickup line at school, and we drove all the way down to West End, had Wendy's, and then after that we went to the game. I had a lot of homework. Got home at like 9 o'clock in like this fourth grade. Did homework to like 11.
Yeah, that much homework?
I mean,
Catholic school.
Yeah.
My son brought him all that homework too. I'm like, just don't do it. I'm kidding.
Then the teacher looks at you like, hey,
where's your homework? Dad said no. Your dad's terrible. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll revisit our question of the day and need your responses. Finish strong here. Where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee? A friend of mine came to town, said, hey, Joe, I need to go. I'm hungering for wings. Where's the best wings? And I was like, I really don't know. But you guys have been great. Where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky? Let us know.
Got a lot on the response here.
All right, good. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. The Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 1025 The Game. How many times have you seen this movie?
Easily 30 times.
Right?
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, God rest her soul, but in this scene... stunning.
Better shape up, Joe.
Been trying to since 1987. Still haven't gotten close. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. As we wrap up the show, I love the interaction. You guys are wonderful today. Chase McCabe-Off, Dr. Crane in, Brando behind the board back there. All right, our question of the day was, where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky? And you guys, again, are just amazing. Thank you for all the responses and the phone calls. We still have a ton on our text line. And Dr. Crane's going to attempt to read those if I don't interrupt him.
No, it's okay. You're good. There's one that's Got Wings off Gallatin Pike.
So Got Wings?
Yeah, Got Wings. G-H-O-T. Got Wings.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. Thanks, Ricky, for that one. Obviously, there's one. Best Wings was Hillwood Pub off Charlotte. He said, now, couldn't tell you. And so, yeah, Hillwood Pub. That's a good shout out there.
Is Hillwood Pub even around?
I don't.
They shut down about a year ago. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
We need current places. Yeah, but thank you for
he
that.
He just wanted a shout out, is what it was. Somebody said, hands down, KFC's original flat wings recipe. The drumsticks are not the way to go, but the sideways is the way to go.
What do you mean, sideways?
Like, yeah, I was telling you earlier, you have the flats and the drumsticks. The flats are the one with the more flavor, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy's on the same page with
all
that.
All right.
Let's see stuff about referees. Let's see. Cats. It's doesn't have a location, but Cats has really good wings.
Cats was a okay, never mind. Cats was a gentleman's establishment.
Mm. We'll see
a
again,
long time ago. That's not your fault.
Exactly.
There might actually be a Cats wings place around.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Other one is Strike and Spear Bowling Center has some good wings.
Wait, which one?
Just says Strike and
okay.
Spear. Yeah. Doesn't have a location. Let's see. Everybody's all on the Martin's barbecue wings. They love those. Everyone's agreeing with that. The smoked dry rub is fantastic. The drum is better. Never mind. They're saying that for flats is lazy people that eat those, and the drumsticks are the ones that have more flavor. I disagree.
Drumsticks are easier to handle, right?
Yeah, but look, there's a way to do the flats. You basically pinch off the back part of it, and you press it down.
Nobody's doing that.
But you're just able to just take it down in one bite.
Nobody's doing that. I'm not working for my food.
Exactly. You're not working for your food. You're able to get all the meat off in one bite, whereas you have to do the drumstick. You have to eat it in little parcels, twist it here and there. It's like you're eating a lollipop.
Who does that?
It's like a meat lollipop. Nobody wants to eat a meat lollipop.
We must have different. My friends devour wings. We must have different friends. By the way, like lobsters and crab, you know, when you got to crack the. All, yep. I'm not fighting that.
It's like, whatchamacallit, the little small things for Mardi Gras, the
king cake?
No, not king cake. The
strippers?
No. They're like the mud crabs, whatever you call them. Oh, my goodness.
Crawfish.
Crawfish, thank you. My goodness.
Another thing. Now, my son-in-law makes great crawfish, but I'm like, I'm not fighting the crawfish to eat to get one small part of that. It's great. Great protein.
You're not cooking it, though, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, I do not care. Only thing I'm good at cooking is bagel bites.
Okay, look.
And I'm telling you, I air fry bagel bites.
You're not cooking it, man. You're not cooking it. Just eat it.
Eat what?
Crawfish.
But you got to crack them open.
Crack the thumb.
You got to get the part of that and spin them around. And all. It takes forever. I'm not fighting my food. That's like with lobster. I'm not fighting. You got to crack it with that little.
No, you don't. You do it with your hands.
Then you get stabbed because the damn thing is. Sharp.
I'm not.
Then you're bleeding on your crab. That's what she said. All right, just keep going.
Oh, man. My goodness. We have here 4369, Gary's Place in Embers in Spring Hill.
Isn't that SpongeBob's pet, Gary?
Yeah, Gary. Yep.
Okay, that's Gary. Right.
Has the best wings around. Derek from Spring Hill. Thank you, Derek.
I'm writing it down. Gary's. Okay.
Yep. Some guy said my house in Burns, Tennessee. I don't know if that's an establishment or his own place. So
I'm not going to his place, but yeah, thanks.
Gonna pass on that one. So, right. Let's see here.
I saw the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. I'm not doing that.
Oh, man. I mean, there's just – I'm trying to skiff through all the ones that talk about referees along with Brother Z's. We got to that one. I mentioned Toots in Murfreesboro.
Earlier.
Yeah.
You like Toots.
I haven't really been there since I was like 7.
You said you worked there.
I did not say I worked at
Toots. You said you worked at Toots.
No.
In Murfreesboro.
I did not work at Toots in Murfreesboro.
You said earlier I worked there and they had great wings.
No, somebody said that on the text line. I didn't say that. Okay. All right.
But
me?
Somebody did say that.
Yeah.
Toots somebody, got great wings. All right.
I did not say that, no. Let's see. Best Wings is on the west side.
West side?
Jefferson's in Fairview. Lisa and Dixon. So shout out to Lisa.
Okay. Nice.
Jefferson's does have some pretty good wings. I think a spot I like is 55 South. They have some pretty good wings.
Yeah, where's that?
It's kind of near Brentwood off Church Street. It's in like their little, I guess... They have like a bunch of restaurants. There's like a Chinese restaurant. There's the 55 South. There's Blaze Pizza. It's like in a all little strip mall. There was a Nukes there, I think.
55 South.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Okay.
Then they have this like barbecue queso. They put like barbecue bits in it. You dip your I'm forgetting what it's called. The wings?
Chips?
No, the wings. Oh, okay. Dip the wings in there.
The family show. Even Brando's back there is like, what the hell am I myself into?
My eyeballs are going all over the place. I'm trying to focus on the subject. It's tough. Folks, if you have lazy eyes, you'd
don't
understand.
Don't tell people your problems.
It's not a weakness. It's a sign of a strength.
Is it?
It is, because when you tell someone your weakness, guess what? They don't know what your strength
now,
is.
Now, lazy eye that you have, is it a lack of work ethic, or what's the problem here?
They're in both eyes.
How do you have two lazy eyes?
I took a screenshot of this and sent it to you, and you're like, I don't believe you. And I was like, oh, now you understand.
Yeah. Is it just a lack of work ethic on the one lazy eye?
It's hereditary. It's not just... No, astigmatism. It's hereditary. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the genes.
Too late. I mean, do you get confused a lot?
Yeah, I do. I do. I see like 4 of everything. So when I watch TV, I just watch it like this.
Really?
I do.
Is there medicine for this?
No, it's called getting a pencil and doing this and strengthening your eyeball. That's all they've told me to do. I don't do it.
God, I mean, I think you'd be a fascinating documentary because I think you're so not only fascinating, but I just this world you live in.
I mean, I'm just telling you what the doctors tell me. That's all they tell me. It's just get a pencil. Take it far from your body and bring it closer to your eyeball.
Now, half our audience is wrecking their car right now because they're doing that.
Well, just focus on the stoplights. That's all you got to do.
Does this work?
I mean, not really. They also told me to wear an eye patch. I'm not going to be a pirate.
Arrgh!
I'm not going to be a pirate
Please
at work.
Please wear one.
No, not going to do that.
All right, we'll take our final break. We'll come back with America's favorite segment, Celebrity Birthdays, and what day is it? Really, thanks for all the participation today. We love you guys. Thank you always for letting us know what's cool around Middle Tennessee. We'll take another break. Our final break. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by Omni National Hotel, 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni National Hotel. Dr. Crane in for Chase, who's off today, and Brando behind the board. So, again, thanks for all the interaction about the best wings in town. Martin's got a lot of play today.
Yeah.
How do you try those wings out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm...
What are you pausing on over there?
I thought you were... queuing up for another spot you were going to toss
no,
to. Do you have a favorite spot or you're really that?
Me? I have no idea. Hmm. I let my friend down. I was like, I have no idea. He was at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm like, that's pretty good, right?
So he looked at you and just disgust.
No, nobody does because they know. I mean, you don't. Nashville's media, darling, right? I mean, exactly. You don't. You just accept
it's right over your shoulder, too.
It is. 25 years in a row, man. Hands down. All right. With that being said, Brando, are you ready to play Celebrity Birthdays? It's a privilege and an honor. It's not a right. All right, hit it, brother.
All right, first list, we have distaff day. I looked up what distaffed is. It's a type of spindle or stick. So it's used with...
not like, congratulations, you're distaffed today.
No, okay. Not like that, Billy Madison. Harlem Globetrotters day is today. Joe got to spin a basketball to Harlem Globetrotters.
I did. I was so excited.
Little five-year-old you, huh?
Yep.
Let's see. I'm not going to take it anymore day. So there you go. Stand up. Stick it to the man, Cleosis.
What are you not going to take anymore?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to answer that another day.
All right.
International Programmers Day is today. National Bobblehead Day. Hey, mentioned that on Local on Tuesday when you were on.
They did mention that.
You should get a bobblehead.
No, nobody wants that.
Okay.
Trust me, nobody wants that.
National Old Rock Day, so those rock sanctuaries, shout out to those. National Pass Gas Day is today. And National Tempura Day, it's like tempura chicken, yeah.
Thanks. I don't know what that was.
I'm just making sure. And then to wrap it up, Orthodox Christmas Day is today.
Or why is it so late?
It's old, considered old Christmas, January 7th, because the Epiphany was yesterday.
You're so smart, man. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Let's do this. Got to get these within two. This segment brought to you by possibly you, together at Cromwell.com. Our first birthday, Father Ryan graduate Lou Graham. How old is Lou Graham? Dr. Crane, you go first.
He's up there.
Oh, that's nice.
In a good way. 86.
He's up there.
82.
He is 88 years old. So, Dr. Crane, you get on the board.
All right.
As rude as you are, you got on the board.
That was not rude.
All right. There you go. I got you down as Chase on my list here.
That's all right.
All right, Brando, you go first. Former Bears linebacker, Panthers head coach, Commanders head coach, Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera, let's go 62.
Riverboat Ron, 60.
He is 64. So Brando's on the board, 1-1. Dr. Crane, Alfonso Soriano.
54.
60.
He is 50. Brando, Lewis Hamilton.
Ooh, Lewis Hamilton.
From the Broadway show Hamilton.
Let's go 34.
It's an F1 driver, Joe. I don't know if you got those guys mixed up or not. Drives for Mercedes, if I'm not mistaken.
I get it, pal.
I know. I like messing with you. You said 34? I'm going to go 34.
32. 41. Dr. Crane, former NFL Major League Baseball pitcher Eric Gagne.
63.
58.
50. Brando, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, Lamar Jackson, 29.
Yep. 28.
He is 29 exactly. Brando with a double duty, up 3-1. Dr. Crane, Ozzie, he plays for the Braves, IBS?
Albies?
Albies.
Ozzie Albies. Can you pronounce that again?
IBS. I
think that's a bowel thing going on.
I'm sorry. How old is Ozzy with the bowel problem?
Ozzy Albies is...
sorry.
I'm going to go 29.
Gosh, that's what I was going to say. So I'll go 28.
28 exactly. Brando's up 5-1. All right, Brando, your turn. Kenny Loggins, the dad of Yacht Rock.
Ooh, Kenny Loggins. 72.
74.
78. Dr. Crane, Katie Couric.
I'm going to go 43. 67.
69. Brando up 6-1. This is what we call an almost butt kicking. Brando, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage? 64.
61.
62. Dr. Crane's back on the board again. 6-2. Dr. Crane, how old is Jeremy Renner? By the way, you ever see the movie The Town with him in it, Ben Affleck?
I don't think so.
So good. And quit yawning. Jeremy Renner.
Yawning? Let's see. Jeremy Renner. 66.
Oh,
47. 55. Brando, John Rich from Big and Rich.
Ooh. 65.
63.
52. Good Lord. Dr. Crane, Rolling Stone magazine founder Jan Winner.
54?
59.
80. Brando, singer-songwriter Marshall Chapman.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know who that is.
Well, then guess an answer.
71.
62.
77. Dr. Crane, actress Erin Gray was on Silver Spoons and Buck Rogers.
81.
85.
76. Brando from CSI Miami, actor David Caruso.
Dr. Brando has a nice ring to it.
It does, but not today.
I'll go with 79.
72.
So 70. It's on the board. 6-3. We got a few more here. Dr. Crane, country singer David Lee Murphy. We love David Lee Murphy.
58.
53.
67. Brando. Rapper Dougie Doug.
50.
47.
56. And that's it. Brando, you win 6-3, buddy.
There you
Proud
go.
Of you. Well done. Dr. Crane, thank you. Good job, Brando.
Great stuff,
Proud of you,
Brando.
Buddy. Dr. Crane, thank you again, buddy.
Hey, thanks for letting me sit in here. Jason
Cave,
thank you very much.
It was a very good show. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Look, we're just the appetizer before a real show shows up here next, which is DVD. The guys are here. We'll take you until 6 o'clock today. Hey, listen, thanks for all the interaction. Look, coming here, we understand there's a lot of things you can listen to during the day. We so appreciate you guys listening to us from 12 to 3. We love our audience. We love the interaction. You guys are great. And to the guys out there that are struggling, we got our message every single day that we'll send out there. If you're struggling, please reach out to us and talk to us. We need you here. You are so loved. You're doing such a great job. I tell you all the time, there are people out there, when they think about you, they smile. You light up a room when you walk in there, and people think about you all the time in great and amazing ways, because you are great and amazing. Find your passion, find your gratitude, ask God for opportunities, and watch him work. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, please know that God loves you. DVD's next. Thanks, guys.